Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm super excited to have my guest with me today, Nicole Carter. Nicole is the ultimate joy, that's J-O-Y leader. That is an acronym, and I'm sure she'll tell us about what that stands for. She is a joy leader and is known as the thermostat that changes the climate of any room. And I can totally agree with that. I've experienced Nicole changing the climate of a room, so she really is. Her contagious smile illustrates the vision that God wants for everyone, which is true joy. Nicole is an award-winning speaker through Toastmasters International. She's a middle school CTE, that's career and technology education teacher, with an extensive business education and presentation background. She spent 20 years as a leader at a Fortune 200 corporation while teaching as an adjunct professor at local community colleges. She has a bachelor's degree in finance and a master's of business administration. She is an author of a unique series of fictional books, an educator of educators, and a life-changing speaker. Her presentation methods will leave a long-lasting impression on you and will invoke change. Welcome to the show, Nicole. Anything else you'd like to add to your bio that you'd love the audience to know?
Hi, everybody. I'm just super excited to be here. Thank you for the opportunity to come and be a part of your amazing podcast. If I had to add anything, I will just say that it's not about me. It's all about Jesus. To God be the glory.
Amen to that. Amen to that. It's all about Jesus for real. So this podcast is all about faith and business. And everyone has a business journey, right? There's a journey that we all go through. It's actually more of like a roller coaster ride that we all go through. So I'd love for you to share with the audience your business journey and specifically what made you start your own business.
I love the fact that you asked about the journey. Anytime I see the word journey, I immediately notice the J, the O, and the Y. The joy in the journey. Absolutely. My journey to where I am now has taken a lot of curves. I had the great opportunity to go right into my field of major. When I majored in finance, I had the great opportunity to go into a career of finance. And although I was in the career, I was significantly successful. What I found was I was lacking my passion. And the passion was to spread joy. to spread joy. God gave me this vision 15 years ago now to spread the mission of Jesus, others, and you, which is what the acronym JOY stands for. And initially, I didn't know what to do with it. I was still working in corporate America, and I had no idea how to move beyond who I was in corporate. But God continued to press upon me to just spread the joy mission. And my next step out of that was through a book and connecting with Apostle Nicole Bonds, who shared with me how to take what God had given me and translate that into an actual business, which encompasses speaking, writing books, and sharing my journey of joy with others. I hope that answers your question, but that is the journey. That's what led me to this point now?
Yes, that definitely answers the question. And I love how you always find joy in everything. You like, you look for the J, the O, and the Y in everything, and you found the joy in the journey, right? You found the joy in the journey. And I love how you talk about, you know, not having the passion and how the passion, you know, really pulls you. And specifically when it comes to joy being an acronym that God dropped in your spirit, right? I always find people get a word or a phrase, don't fully understand it. And then as time goes on, they start to understand the mission attached with that acronym or attached to that word or that phrase. And that mission included, you know, books and speaking and all the things that you're doing to let people know about joy. And I'll just give a little background on how I met Nicole. I met Nicole through the Clubhouse social media app, which I'm fairly new to. I have an Android, hashtag Team Android. So that was just added to the Clubhouse app just, I want to say, a couple months ago. So, you know, I've heard a lot of people talk about the Clubhouse social media app and how powerful it is and great it is, but I didn't have access to it yet because I was on an Android. And in my spirit, people like, oh, just get an iPad so you can jump. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. Whenever it's time for me to be on the platform, I'll be on the platform. And one of the first rooms that I encountered was Nicole's Joy Room. It's Morning Joy. Morning Joy. And this is 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Morning Joy. So really early in the morning. And I entered the room and immediately loved the spirit of the room. The joy that Nicole brings to the room is amazing. And then she explains what joy stands for in the room, you know, making sure daily, what are you doing on purpose and what plans do you have to make sure that Jesus is showing up in that day? How are you making sure that you're connecting with Jesus? That's the J in joy. And then the O is other people, making sure you're being intentional for that day as to what you're going to do for other people. And the why is you, because of course, self-care is a big thing. And it's important for us to also focus on ourselves. So I just loved everything about the room, the spirit of the room, the acronym, and Nicole's spirit and how she runs the room. So that is a little background story in how we met and why I actually reached out to her to be on the podcast, because I definitely see the joy in her and believe in her joy mission and felt it was definitely needed and necessary for the podcast. So thank you for sharing the joy in your journey and letting us now know how you started your business. So one of the things that I really admire about you is the fact that you talk about your faith on your business platform. And that's, you know, the reason why I invite certain people to be on the podcast, because they're not shy about their faith. Mm-hmm. They're not shy about sharing scripture or praying or mentioning God or Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit on their business platform. But the journey to being able to do that is different for everybody. So I'd love for you to share with the audience, why did you decide to be bold about your faith on your business platform?
What a marvelous question. In fact, I have to go back to my journey in corporate America. The only time I was written up in corporate America was when I prayed. I had someone take me to HR because I prayed over the snack. The breakfast snack that I had brought my team. I had brought in Chick-fil-A and Panera Bread. And before I could go to my meeting, one of my employees said, Nicole, come and pray for us. And I was like, oh, okay, because that's what we did previously. But because of my schedule, I hadn't been around them in a while to actually pray. So when I came in, I prayed in the name of Jesus. I mean, I prayed like I would pray anywhere else, and it offended some people. And that's why they took me to HR. And I vowed that I would not dumb down or mold into anyone's box to be acceptable by all. Now, I don't look down on anyone. I don't shun anyone for any other religion. So I feel like I should be able to do or practice what I believe in any atmosphere. If you ask me to pray, I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus. So I am adamant about the fact on any platform that I go to that I make it known that the J in joy is Jesus. And initially, I have to be transparent, Nadine. Initially, I wondered if I should say, well, for me, it's Jesus. For you, it could be something else. But then the Lord dropped in my spirit, then it wouldn't be J-O-Y. It wouldn't be spelled that way. It wouldn't be the true joy. So it's got to be J for Jesus. And I praise God for that, because I was initially on the fence that I didn't want to offend anyone with my business, or what if certain people wouldn't invite me to come and speak in that area? And God just almost immediately said, well, then that's not the platform that you're supposed to be on. Yeah, it's all about me, Jesus, J-O-Y.
Yeah, no, I love that story. And I love how you shared, you know, how you were actually reprimanded in the corporate environment for praying, and how that offended people, because it really helps us to understand the mindset and the thought for about faith and business in a corporate environment, and how as business owners and entrepreneurs, we have the freedom to build it how we desire. And sometimes because we've had that corporate mindset of like, oh, we're not supposed to do that, or even have a past experience of getting written up about it, we may be hesitant to bring that in an environment that we even have freedom and control over because of that corporate mindset. So I love how you were able to identify that story, and how being open, you were reprimanded for it, but then being able to share it openly on your platform and being convicted, and that fact that it was dropped in your spirit to not just say, for me, it's Jesus, but no, the J is Jesus, period. And if you're offended by that, then you're not obviously assigned to me or called to me.
Right.
Because, you know, I've had this conversation with many people before. A lot of times you will hear people say like God, universe, source, or whatever you believe in, to be inclusive. And I was convicted in my spirit with that, that it was wrong, and that they shouldn't say or whatever you believe in, because it's actually dishonoring God. Yes. And it's dishonoring his name. And it's important for us as believers to step up to using the word God, and using the word Holy Spirit, and using the word Jesus Christ in the marketplace, just as boldly and as passionately as people who use universe and source and those new age terminology. So I love that you said that it dropped in your spirit. And I even love the phrase dropped in your spirit, because I say that all the time. And people always make fun of me. Oh, you always say something dropped in your spirit. Nobody really even says dropped in your spirit. No, that's not true. Look at Nicole. She's using it dropped in her spirit that J is for Jesus. Yes. So I love that. Thank you for sharing that story. So as we know, business is full of ups and downs. Like I said earlier, it really is a roller coaster ride. There are mountaintop moments where everything's working and it's amazing, it's excellent. And there are the valleys where nothing is working. It's horrible. It's just not a good day for us, right? So I'd love for you to share about a moment in your business that wasn't up. It truly was a mountaintop moment in your business, and how God played a role in your up. And then also share the reverse side of the coin, which is tell us about a down and how God really assisted you in that down moment in your business. So I'd love for you to share that.
As I was listening to you ask that question, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, there are so many ups that I can talk about when I finally yielded to, okay, Lord, this is your thing, have your way. There were so many ups. And I share with people oftentimes that once you give your life over to Christ, there's far more ups than there are downs than when you weren't with him. Yeah, we have some valleys, but there are many, many, many more mountaintop experiences. And I must share that the most recent mountaintop experience was when he placed in my spirit, dropped in my spirit to start the morning joy call. The morning joy call. And right behind that, I had the joy boot camp. And that was huge because several women attended the virtual joy boot camp, where we went through the steps of having true joy and the goals and how to establish true smart goals and holding yourself accountable and getting a JAP, as one of my fellow Joy Room partners mentioned. JAP is a joy accountability partner, and the significance and importance of that. That was huge, huge, huge. And then right behind that, maybe a couple of months after that, I initiated the Joy and Confidence Masterclass, and no one was really interested in it. And several people shared that it was the timing because I had labeled it for an evening, as opposed to most of my events were on Saturdays during the mid-morning time. And I was kind of bummed about that, right? After having so many people excited about the boot camp and they were interested in that. And I had gotten out of myself where I used to think that when we're doing something for the Lord, we shouldn't charge. But I had a mentor say, you know, you are providing a huge service. It's taking up a lot of your time. So there's nothing wrong with having a fee assessed when you're... So I had gotten above that. And oh my gosh, the boot camp was amazing. And then there was the valley where no one signed up for the Joy and Confidence Masterclass. And I was bummed, but then I was reminded, hey, what are you doing this for? Continue on with the mission. Offer it at a different time and look and see who will come. And that's what, exactly what I'm going to do. And that's the most recent mountain and valley that I've had.
Yeah, we definitely can relate to that. As we said, this entrepreneurial and business ownership is a roller coaster. So you're going to have the highs and you're going to have the lows. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that in your highs, you recognize what allowed you to get to those highs in your business was yielding to God. It's mm-hmm. almost like the why in joy, a part of that is yielding, right? Mm-hmm. So as you were saying, you know, really, I can attribute most of the highs to the fact that I've yielded and surrendered my business to God. I was like, yeah, the why could also be yielding, mm-hmm. right? Yielding your business mm-hmm. and knowing that God is in control allows it to really flow and for the mountaintops to come easily, right? But the honesty of it is you still need the valleys. You still need those valley moments. And sometimes, you know, like you said, it could just be the time of the masterclass. And the key thing that you said with your down being that you didn't get a lot of people signed up for the masterclass is you're not going to give up. You don't give up, because really, when we have the downs, it's really lessons for us, right? There's no such thing as failures. You learned a lesson, and now you're going to change the time and try it again. You change mm-hmm. the time, maybe you get more people to sign up. Then you notice, oh, maybe I should increase the length, whatever the case. Then you get more people to sign up. So you're learning. You're not failing. You're just learning and learning the lessons each time to improve, to be better, right? So I love that your valley moment included not giving up, and you're going to continue because it's the mission that God has given you. And once you're tapped into that mission, you don't give up on the mission, right? You don't give up on the mission. So I love that. Business definitely has its ups and downs, but you can discover three powerful ways to attract the people you are called to serve in the marketplace so you can make the impact, influence, and income you were born to make. Be sure to text POWERFUL to 404-982-4736. That was POWERFUL to 404-982-4736. Thank you so much. So as you know, this podcast is all about faith and business. So I'd love for you to share about your faith journey. Everyone becomes a believer in Jesus Christ in a different way. It looks different for everyone. So I'd love for you to share what that looked like for you. What was that faith journey for you?
Wow, that's a huge question. The faith journey. I must say that I'm on that faith journey now, because as you mentioned, I am currently teaching as a career and technical education teacher, and I absolutely love what I do. And right now I'm at a position where I need to really decide, okay, do I want to continue with a full-time position in education, or do I want to focus full-time on the Joy mission and my business? So where I am with my faith is yielding completely to Him. And I don't want to move ahead of Him, and Him being the Holy Spirit, knowing exactly when to move. That's where I am currently. And it's through faith that I believe that He will show me when to make that huge step. Kind of similar to what I did with corporate America. I left corporate America at a time when I was making extremely good money. You know, money that you can depend on every other week, you know, that kind of money, you know, with a couple of, you know, commas to, okay, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to just leap out here, right? So I've experienced that before, and I find myself doing that again, because please know, understand, I absolutely love my kids and I do not teach for the money, but at the same time it's stable. And my entrepreneurial endeavors right now aren't as stable. I know what I need to do to make sure that they can be a little bit more stable. But again, that's that faith walk. I want to be sure that I am where He wants me to be and doing the things that He wants me to do, because it is only in that vein that I'm able to impact the individuals that He has ordained me to come in contact with. That's my faith walk right now, sis.
I hear you. Thank you for sharing that. I'd also like for you to share, like, how you became a believer. Like, a lot of times you hear people say, oh, I kind of grew up in the church, I always knew. Or you hear people say, I came to be a believer, like, in my 20s. Like, what did that look like for you? What was your journey as to becoming a believer and really knowing and having a relationship with Jesus Christ?
You have got to get Establishing Joy, my first book, because it is my story fictionalized, right? Because I didn't get permission from certain people to write about them, but it is my story and how the Joy plan kind of came across. It kind of merges the two. That's why it's fiction. But it happened when I was a single mom. I was raised in a church. Every time the doors of the church were open, I was in there. But I didn't have a personal relationship until I had my first child right out of college. And her father didn't want to get married because, you know, in my family, it was, you know, you get pregnant, you get married, right? But to God be the glory, that didn't occur, because hindsight is 20/20, right? That didn't occur. But at the same time, because I had her, it pushed me into a place where I was really dependent on Jesus. Not the Jesus that I had, you know, thought I knew growing up in the church, but the Jesus, the personal relationship that I had to have in that situation. When what I call being saved for real, you know, being at the pit where I was, didn't know what to do or who to turn to, where to go. Yeah, I had family members, but nobody rocked me and carried me through that session, through that season, I should say, like Jesus. I began to study the word and figure out what it was that He wanted me to know in the scriptures, as opposed to what I thought I knew from preachers or family members. That personal relationship happened out of being a single mom. And that's the second book, by the way, Joy as a Single Mom.
All right. Look at that. Establishing Joy. Joy as a Single Mom. Definitely. I love that you're writing this all down so people can learn from it, grow from it, from your experiences, and knowing that, you know, a pit experience a lot of times is what we need to go through. If we just grow up in the church and it's kind of more like religion, routine, rituals,
yes. Right?
But once you get to that pit, then it's like, Lord, this is a personal relationship now. So it switches from religion, rituals, and routine to relationship, which is where God always desires for us to be in relationship with him. That's how he designed it in the very beginning, before sin even entered in the world. He was in communion in the garden with Adam and Eve in relation, and he desires that relationship with us. So sometimes in life, it requires those pit moments to really fully turn that religion to relationship. So I love that you shared that part of your faith journey story. And definitely pick up her books. We want to hear the fictional version of Establishing Joy. Pick up the book to hear more about that story. So this has really been a great conversation. One of the signature questions that I ask on the Women Faith Plus Business podcast is, how would you define the power of faith?
Wow. Whoo, you asked some amazing questions. The power of faith. So we know in Hebrews 11:1 that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we are, in the definition itself, we are supposed to not know what's going to happen, but we need to yield on what we do know, which is God is in control, right? So we can't see it with our natural eyes, but we have to know it because that's what he promised. So the power of faith in itself, just the word in itself, is powerful because we are yielding, we're denying ourselves and recognizing that God is in control. And because of that, what's going to happen is going to be amazing, right? Because I always tell everybody, at the end of the book, we got victory, right? So we have to focus on the fact that even though we may be in a valley situation, we may be experiencing some attacks, if you will, of the enemy, we have to know that by faith, God's going to bring us out of every situation. And that in itself is powerful.
Yeah, I love that. Yielding and knowing that God is in control. That is the power of faith. So the other signature question, because this is the Women Faith Plus Business podcast, is how would you define the power of business?
Wow. The power of business. I believe personally that God has given each and every one of us a special gift, and that special gift will allow us to be able to provide for ourselves and our family if we operate in the spirit through that gift. And that in itself is powerful because God is going to add the increase. If we just make the move, if we just take a step, he will present the table that we can come to. He will provide the connections that we need to make. He will provide the platform that we need to be on. He's going to do all of that through our business. But we first have to yield to him and not do it in our own accord. And I must share in complete transparency that initially I wanted to do things my way because I have a business background, right? I majored in business. I majored in finance. I got my MBA. I spent 20 years in corporate America. I was assistant vice president in a predominantly Caucasian male industry. I know how to do this, right? So I did it initially on my own. I was doing everything that I learned to do in books and through my corporate experience. And I knew better, you know? So initially it didn't work. And that was because God said, you got to do it my way. So the power of business has to be married with the power of faith, because one cannot operate without the other, because God is in control. He will have the final say. So you can try to do it your way if you want to. Let me tell you myself, it's not going to work. It may work. It may look like it's working, but ultimately it's not going to work. You got to have faith and business married to each other.
Amen to that. And that's exactly why I have the Women Faith Plus Business podcast, because they are connected, and I could never understand why the world and society makes us believe that they're supposed to be separate, right? Mm-hmm. And they're not. They're not supposed to be separate. So I love your definition of the power of faith and the fact that it's using your gifts and your talents to provide for you and your family, but also marrying that with the power of faith, right? Yes. So that's a great definition. So this has been a great conversation, Nicole. I would love for you to share, if people want to learn a little bit more about you and your joy mission in the world, what would be the best way for them to reach you?
Absolutely. Thank you. I've enjoyed talking with you as well. This is a subject that I could talk about forever. I love, love, love faith. I love women and business. Absolutely. Establishingjoy.com, the website, is the best way to reach me. And there you can sign up to receive emails. You can find out more about the Morning Joy session, as well as the Friday Midday Relay that I have on both YouTube and Instagram every Friday at about 11:15 a.m. Eastern. And then I also have sessions, courses that you can find out more and books about through the website, establishingjoy.com.
So definitely go and check out Nicole's website, establishingjoy.com. And if they're on social media, I know you mentioned YouTube and Instagram. What would be the best channels for them to connect with you? Where are you most engaged?
The most engagement is through Instagram and Facebook. I also mentioned YouTube is the session every Friday. I'm also on Clubhouse, Establishing Joy in Clubhouse, Establishing Joy 1 on Facebook, and Establishing _ Joy on Instagram.
Awesome. Good stuff. So be sure to follow and connect with Nicole on those platforms for sure. So thank you so much, Nicole, for being with us today on the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. It has been a joy.
Yes. Thank you. God bless you. And I pray that your podcast continues to reach millions.
Speak it into existence. Yes. Speak it into existence. All right. Thanks, Nicole. Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information you can use, but was insightful and inspirational. Wherever you are listening, be sure to subscribe to get the next episode or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list. Plus, if you would like to discover 3 powerful ways to attract the people you are called to serve in the marketplace so you can make the impact, influence, and income you were born to make, be sure to text POWERFUL to 404-982-4736. That's 404-982-4736.